Before making the biggest financial decision of your life, it's a good idea to get all the facts. Hi, I'm Rob West. What's that decision? Well, for most people, it's whether to buy a house, of course. And the more information you have, the more likely you'll be to make the right decision. I'll talk about that first today, then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Proverbs 11:14 tells us, "Where there is no guidance, the people fall, but in an abundance of counselors, there is victory." That statement is, of course, true, but it's also wise to take advice with a grain of salt. Not all of it is helpful. I'll give you an example. After the housing crash of 2008, when we saw home values plummet and stay low for several years, many experts advised people to not look at their home as an investment, but simply as a place to live. That perhaps gave comfort to some, but it certainly didn't help anyone who needed to sell their home. Whether due to a job transfer or the inability to make the payments, they were stuck. So while it's easy to say that a home isn't an investment, it sure has a lot of the same characteristics. You're putting money into it like an investment. And in the case of a home purchase, a lot of money. Also, like an investment, you never want to see the market value of your home decline, because if you have to sell, you'll be taking a loss. Of course, the housing market today is red hot, even though it's beginning to show signs of moderation. Would-be home buyers are still faced with a tough decision, to buy or not to buy and just keep renting. The Wall Street Journal did an analysis of the current market to answer that question, and the most obvious finding was that anyone buying a home today will have to wait a good deal longer for the investment to pay off. That means buying a home today is not just more expensive, it's also more dangerous because the time needed to break even is significantly extended. To determine the length of time for breaking even, the analysis compared the cost of buying a home to the cost of renting a similar home. Both of those numbers have shot up since the pandemic hit. Rents across the country have risen sharply, but the price of homes has gone up even more. The cost of renting a single-family home went up over 13% in February compared to last year, but home prices increased 20% in March over a year ago. So in the Wall Street Journal analysis, the break-even point is where the cost of owning a home matched the cost of renting the home over the same period. It found that in Austin, Texas, for example, a very hot market, by the way, you'd need to stay in the home 5.6 years before reaching break-even. That's assuming a 10% down payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 5%. That's a huge jump over the 3.7 years it took before the pandemic. And again, those break-even times are based on a comparison to the cost of renting a similar home in the same market. Of course, the results vary by market. In Miami, the cost of renting has outstripped the rise in home prices, so the time needed to break even actually decreased a bit to 2.3 years. That is, if you can find a home you can afford in Miami. We got a call recently from a listener who said it seems impossible to buy or rent in the Miami area right now. Well, the upshot of all of this is that if you buy a home now and have to sell, you'll be in for a big loss. Let's go back to that home in Austin, Texas, with the 5.6 year span of time needed to break even. The analysis showed that if you sell the property after 3 years, you'll lose $30,000 over what you would have paid to rent over the same period. Why is that the case? Well, because of all of the added costs of home ownership, like closing costs, private mortgage insurance, property taxes, and maintenance, those expenses would be greater than the estimated appreciation on the home's value. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't buy a home in today's market, but you should know what you're up against. Two things will help make sure you don't lose money. First, don't buy unless you have 20% of the home value saved up for a down payment. That eliminates private mortgage insurance. Second, don't buy unless you are reasonably sure you'll be in the home 5 years from now. Those two factors should give you enough equity to at least break even if you have to sell. Well, we hope that information helps you make a wise choice about buying a home. Let us know how it works out. This is the program where the 2300 verses on money and possessions found in God's Word intersect with today's financial decisions and choices. The number to get in on the conversation, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
This is Jan Markell, and next on Understanding the Times Radio, I talk to two guests who look at issues within the church. Why are most pulpits avoiding important topics that every Christian needs to know? And what about the new survey that says many pastors don't even have a biblical worldview? We'll analyze this next on Understanding the Times Radio.
Saturday afternoon at 1 Central and Sunday afternoon at noon Central on American Family Radio. Washington Watch advances a culture where human life is valued and religious liberty thrives.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, host of Washington Watch, right here on the American Family Radio Network, inviting you to join us each weekend for the weekend edition of Washington Watch for the latest from our nation's capital on what is happening as it pertains to faith, family, and freedom. You'll hear from policymakers, congressional leaders, and others each day, 4 p.m. Central Time. Be there.
Sound Mind Investing helps Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors who are just getting started, those making investment choices for a company retirement plan or college savings account, and people getting close to their retirement years. SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information is at soundmindinvesting.org. The website also features many articles about common money management and investing topics. soundmindinvesting.org.
We're frail and we fail. And God understands that. And He stands with us in those moments when we feel like we've blown it, to put His arms around us and lift us back up and get us back on the road to walking with Him.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his special message, Learning from Our Father, on the next Turning Point Weekend Edition.
Listen to Turning Point, Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
Did you know the MoneyWise listener call-in line at 800-525-7000 is open for business 24 hours a day? It's the number that never sleeps. So when the kids are off to school or you have a few minutes before that power lunch with a client, give us a call and leave your question. We use as many of them as we can on the show. 800-525-7000 is all you need to know to get biblically based answers to your questions here at MoneyWise. Call anytime. You won't catch us napping.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Thrilled to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host, taking your calls and questions on anything financial, applying God's wisdom to your decisions and choices every day. We'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. That's right. We have lines open and perhaps one just for you. 800-525-7000. Let's begin today with an email we received. We received lots and lots of emails from folks, and we try to get as many of them answered on the air. In the event we don't, by the way, we have MoneyWise coaches that are delighted to provide feedback to you, give you thoughts and ideas on how you can apply biblical principles to the questions you're facing. So you will get a response from somebody personally, even if we don't tackle it on the air. The email address, questions@moneywise.org. Debbie writes to us and says, I'm a recent widow with a little bit of money in the bank. I don't know what to do with it. What's the best investment for me. And Debbie, I would just say first, I'm so sorry for your loss. I think the first step is really just to take a breath, to not do anything. And as you begin to move forward in this next chapter, begin to pull all of your financial documents together. Make sure you know who the key professionals are that you will relate to, everybody from a CPA to your investment advisors, financial planner, if you have them, whoever did your will, your estate plan, any other significant financial relationships, just make sure you make contact with them. I would get help if you have questions, not only from professionals, but a trusted friend or family member who can come alongside you. As you think about deploying this money, I would first and foremost make sure that you have a solid, what I call emergency fund in place. And in this season of life, I would say at least 6 months. Some folks are more comfortable with 12 months worth of expenses, if that's possible. But this would be in a liquid savings account that you could access for emergencies, for the unexpected. I think next we want to focus on getting out of debt and staying there. So that means certainly consumer debt, ultimately your home when you have the opportunity. But if beyond that, you've got that emergency fund, you've got your income and expenses nailed down, you're living within your means, hopefully having some margin on a monthly basis, a little bit left over after the bills are paid, then I would really pray and seek direction from the Lord for how you move forward with regard to goals that align with your values. And that's where any extra money could come in. If you're looking for, you know, ultimate safety and you have at least a one-year time horizon, we've been talking a lot lately about I-bonds. We've had a lot of questions about them because this is a unique moment in time where we're getting hit with much higher prices at the gas pump, grocery store, across the board. We know inflation at a 40-year high at 8.6% as of the May reading. But there is a flip side to that, and that's something called I-bonds or inflation bonds issued by the U.S. government. And you know, as you look at these, again, as long as you have at least a 12-month time horizon, this is a great opportunity to get a phenomenal return at a very low risk because these bonds are backed by the U.S. government. If you have money sitting in cash, it's losing purchasing power due to inflation. And so because of that, these bonds, which you can buy electronically up to $10,000 worth, can be purchased at treasurydirect.gov. And right now, at least through November, we're paying 9.62%. So this rate applies through November. It will adjust again then, but the portion of it that's pegged to inflation, the variable inflation rate, is pegged to the consumer price index, which will adjust likely down, but probably not much when it adjusts in November. So you're looking at a very attractive rate on these bonds for the next year. Again, you've got to hold them for a year. If you redeem them in less than 5 years, you'll give up the last 3 months' worth of interest prior to the redemption. And you can take advantage of this at treasurydirect.gov. That's the U.S. government's, the Treasury's website for purchasing these electronic bonds. And by the way, it's a great resource. If you have other bonds you've held, either paper or electronic, you can check them out, get the value of them. All of the details are available, again, treasurydirect.gov. So hopefully that's helpful to you. Debbie, if you have other specific questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us, and we appreciate it. All right, let's head to the phones. We've got a few lines open today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Paul, you're going to be first up in Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. So, quick question for you, sir.
Yes.
I have been listening to Dan Celia for years.
Yeah.
I must say that you do not rant the way Dan did, okay? And that is okay with me, not being critical here.
Yeah.
But the practicality of the way that you approach all this, which I assume is historical to your founder, right?
Yes.
I love it. I love
thank
it.
You.
And
thank
I appreciate you very much. And that's all I got to say.
Well, Paul, you're an encouragement. I suspect you are using the word rant in the most loving form possible because...
No, it's okay. I know.
I'm giving you a hard time. You know, you and I both, I suspect, I know I certainly did have great admiration for what Dan Celia did on the program each day. And yeah, he had some hot buttons for sure. We know he's with our Lord and Savior right now, and folks miss him dearly. But what a privilege it is to carry on in his legacy. And as you mentioned, the late Larry Burkett, Howard Dayton, that really have the roots to the program that I steward today, as we all just try to find God's heart as it relates to money management. And as you said, Paul, we can take these principles, and they are incredibly practical, so we can apply them to what we're dealing with right now, every day. And it's a hopeful message, right? It's encouraging, and it should be about being in community with other people and just moving toward God's heart the best we can. We're all going to make mistakes, and we do, but we want to, from this point forward, try to be the best stewards we can. And Paul, your encouragement doesn't go unnoticed. It means a lot, and I certainly appreciate your call today, my friend. All right. God bless you, Paul. Thanks very much. Folks, I haven't mentioned Dan, just a few times since we launched the program a couple of weeks ago. Let me take a moment just to say I didn't have the chance to know Dan Celia personally, but his reputation precedes him for just the call on his life, what he was able to do on the airwaves each day in serving God's people in financial ministry. And to be able to now bring MoneyWise to the airwaves and in many ways continue on that work is just an incredible privilege. I count it an enormous privilege, along with my entire team here at MoneyWise Media, to be a part of the American Family Radio family, and really to come alongside you each day just to provide that hope and encouragement, to go back to God's Word as our starting place, not to try to tack a few verses on top, but really to say, how do we start with a biblical worldview, which is what American Family Association is all about, bringing that biblical worldview to every facet of our lives, including, yes, our money. I believe the reason that God had so much to say about this topic in the Bible, 2,300 verses, Howard Dayton, my predecessor, counted them all and actually cut them out and stacked them up in piles. It's an amazing story. But the reason, I believe, is because money and money issues are the training ground of the heart. And God has always been about our hearts. He doesn't want our money. He wants our hearts. And so when we understand our financial journey is one of the key ways he shapes our spiritual journey, well, it changes how we view this tool called money. Let's talk about that a bit more just after this break. 800-525-7000. I'll be right back.
So they asked me to enter my email address. And the next thing I know, I start getting emails from companies I never even knew existed. What's up with that?
Here at the American Family Association, you have our word that we won't give away, sell, or lease your email address to any other organization or company. We're thankful when you take the time to subscribe to AFA Action Alerts, 1 Million Moms, Engage Magazine, or any of our other online newsletters.
Sometimes you just need a little guidance to help point you in the right direction.
In 300 feet, turn right.
If you're feeling lost when it comes to your finances, we're here to help. You can connect with a trained MoneyWise coach absolutely free. A MoneyWise coach can help you build a personal budget, develop a plan to knock out your debt, and more. Visit MoneyWise.org/connect. That's MoneyWise.org/connect.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA aims to evangelize the lost and disciple the believer. AFA aims to strengthen biblical marriages and equip parents to raise godly children.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I couldn't have had the procedure I needed without CHM's help sharing the bills. That letter from a member displays Christian Healthcare Ministry's purpose to glorify God and serve His people. CHM is the original non-insurance voluntary health cost sharing ministry, enabling its members to share the cost of each other's medical bills. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Harrington, founder of the pro-life group Created Equal and host of Activist Radio, The Mark Harrington Show. Created Equal is all about saving the lives of unborn children. Each week, I cover the latest pro-life news and feature interviews with unsung heroes from across the nation who are making a difference for the cause of life, liberty, and justice. Join me every Sunday afternoon at 5:30 for The Mark Harrington Show here on American Family Radio and discover how you, too, can help protect the lives of the most innocent among us.
How should we as Christians think about investing? What if we could invest our money in a way that aligns with what we believe? At Eventide, we believe it is possible to love God and love our neighbor in the very practice of investing. We design investments for performance and a better world so you can invest for the future with a sense of wholeness and purpose. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at investeventide.com.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We've got a few lines open. We'd love to hear from you. What's on your mind today? Is it paying down debt? Maybe saving for the future? Maybe it's how in the world you balance your budget, your spending plan in the midst of these challenging times. Whatever it is, we'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000. Let's head back to the phone. Scott is in Tennessee. And Scott, you're next on the program. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I just want to know, I'm just about paying off my mortgage and everything, and my credit union lady keeps saying, well, you need a credit card in case you have emergencies. Is there any other option besides trying to save up a bunch of money that would, because I hate credit cards, and I just want to stay away from them, and I just want to get your insight on that.
You don't have to have a credit card. There's a few reasons why you may want to. I think most importantly, though, you need to make sure that it's not going to cause you to spend money you don't have. And that's the real challenge with credit cards. If we don't use them only for budgeted items and then pay them off in full with money we plan to spend anyway, then they can become really problematic, which is what we're seeing right now. As you might imagine, given what's going on with inflation right now, credit card debt is on the rise in a significant way. And the last thing I'd want you to do is get into that situation. The reason for them is obviously convenience. As we do more and more transacting business online, they're helpful. They're helpful in the sense that they do demonstrate you to be an on-time payer. If in fact you have a recurring charge that you pay off in full every month, which is reported to your credit bureau, that then would help to raise your credit score, which the credit score is becoming even more important all the time, not only to make major purchases and qualify for the best rates and terms for home loans, things like that, but it's being used for other things as well, insurance premiums and even job consideration in some cases. So having a credit score, not that's at the top, but that's probably north of 740, is a good thing. And one of the ways to do that is to make sure that you have the ability to demonstrate yourself to be an on-time payer using credit responsibly. And one way to do that would be to have a credit card, Scott, where let's say you have a recurring budgeted charge of even something less than $10 a month. You've planned for it. It hits your card every month and you pay it off every month on time. That's going to help to boost your score and you don't have to use it for anything else. So give me your thoughts on that. And specifically, what is your concern? Because perhaps there's another way to go with either a secured credit card or a debit card.
Yeah. I mean, I use a debit card for everything. Like I said, I'm paying everything off, as fast as I can, because I'm trying to get debt free. I just don't like credit cards. Number one, I hate late fees, and if I ever have to pay a late fee, that irritates me anyway. But I just didn't know if there was other things out there in case of emergency. I could, you know, have something on hand just in case of emergency. But it sounds like that's about the only way I'm going to be able to go.
Well, I will say, though, that as you mentioned emergencies, I mean, I really believe you should have an emergency fund, a liquid savings of 3 to 6 months expenses for the unexpected, because the unexpected will come. And that's really the way you can ensure that you don't have to rely on the credit cards in that event. So if you don't have that built up yet in a liquid savings account separate from your funding account or your checking account, I'd try to start systematically contributing to a savings account to build that up, and then you're not relying on credit. Now, if you want a credit card for convenience sake, that's fine. It sounds like you'd rather stay away from it. I think the only other consideration is just your credit score and whether you may want to have a credit card just to build credit specifically for that purpose with a very small recurring charge where you don't use it day to day. By the way, the other benefit, Scott, of not using a credit card day to day is on average, studies show that we spend 10 to 30% more on plastic just because we're not parting with real dollars. And so it's easy just to swipe it, and it's not emotional in its nature, as opposed to handing over and parting with real dollars is just harder for us to do. So we tend to hold on to them a little more intently. So take all that into consideration and decide where you want to go from there. If you decide you do want to get one specifically for what I mentioned, I'd check out either nerdwallet.com or bankrate.com to find the one without any fees that has the very best rewards. We appreciate your call today. Let's see. Jenny's in Tennessee waiting patiently. Jenny, you're next on the program. Go right ahead. Hey, Jenny, it's Rob West. You're on MoneyWise.
Hi, how are you today?
Very well, thanks.
Good. I wanted to have get your opinion on mutual funds and which ones are good. Which ones would you go for?
So mutual funds are great in the sense that this is just a basket of investments, if you will. So it's a way to get broad diversification without having to buy individual stocks. The challenge with individual stocks is that unless you have a significant amount of money, you can end up being too highly concentrated in one company or one industry, and that just adds risk. The benefit of the mutual fund is, in the case of an index, which is just mirroring the broad market indexes, whether it's the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones or bond indexes or real estate indexes or even a gold index, you can track the movement of the market in various asset classes and sectors without having to own individual investments. So again, just like Ecclesiastes talks about, you get good diversification. But all mutual funds aren't created equal. So inside this idea of mutual funds or a basket of investments, there's all kinds of varieties. There's the index mutual funds that I talked about, and then there's what are called actively managed mutual funds, where you're investing in a mutual fund because you're really interested in the expertise of the fund manager and his or her ability to outperform the market based on their unique skill and expertise. So the question is, how do you approach that? Well, I think you really have two choices. One is you could do it yourself, where you'd actually buy just some good high quality mutual funds and kind of take a long-term view. A great way to do that would be with our friends at soundmindinvesting.org. Through the Sound Mind Investing newsletter, they could actually provide the mutual fund recommendations. A second option is to get an advisor who would manage them for you, depending on the amount of money you have, likely using mutual funds. At moneywise.org, click Find a CKA. Or you could take advantage of many of the great faith-based investing fund families that you hear about here on MoneyWise. Timothy, Eventide, even Inspire, so many, many more. Hold the line. We'll talk off the air. We'll be right back.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
Have your dreams been shattered? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve with From His Heart Ministries.
Somebody told me early in my ministry, he said, you know, if you preach to broken hearts, you'll always have an audience. And I don't know what your need is today, but God does his best work in the midst of broken, shattered dreams.
Find real hope in Christ. Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart, weeknights at 6 Central, here on American Family Radio.
Sound Mind Investing offers investing guidance grounded in the stewardship principles found in Scripture. Since 1990, SMI has helped tens of thousands of Christians acquire knowledge and confidence related to investing and overall money management. Regardless of your investing experience or how much you have to invest, you can learn to be a wise and faithful steward in the area of investing. More information about SMI and its approach to financial wisdom for living well is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Siri, open my food delivery app.
Before you order in again, are you sure that's in your budget?
What budget?
Exactly. You need the free MoneyWise app. With its electronic envelope budgeting system, you'll know exactly where every dollar is going, and you can finally stay on top of your money.
I guess that does sound like a pretty good idea. Siri, download the MoneyWise app.
Okay. Searching for MoneyWise in the App Store. Learn more at moneywise.org.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to meet their healthcare costs affordably, biblically, and compassionately. It's not insurance, but a voluntary cost-sharing ministry based on the biblical example of Christians sharing each other's needs. And members aren't fined under the law for not having health insurance. Christian Healthcare Ministries might be your health cost solution. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Delighted to have you with us today. Phone lines are open, 800-525-7000. Let's head right back to the phones. Gary is in Kentucky. And Gary, thank you for calling today. Go right ahead, sir.
Well, I'm interested in the bonds you're talking about for 9.1%.
Yes, sir.
I'll get in touch with her.
Yeah, so you're referring to the... I'll mention that quickly and then let you ask a part two. Inflation bonds are currently paying 9.6%. That will adjust again in November based on the movement of the consumer price index. The only challenge, Gary, is two things. One is you've got to hold it for a year. Number two, you're limited to $10,000 that you can put into these I bonds in a calendar year. You can buy them from the Treasury at treasurydirect.gov. You've got to do it online at the Treasury's website. You can't buy them paper bonds in person, but you are going to be limited to $10,000. You do have to hold it for a year, but it's a great return in light of what we're experiencing right now with inflation.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
The other question I have, Dan Syria at one time, and I don't know if it's still available, but Christian Credit Union was paying like 3 or 4% for your money. Do you know where he's talking about? Maybe I've tried all the credit unions that Christian I know about, and I couldn't find nothing on that.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Christian Credit Union, a great organization. I'm not familiar with them paying, and I can't imagine they are paying 3 or 4% on anything that's guaranteed or backed by the equivalent of the FDIC for credit unions. Right now, rates are on the rise. And so I was just looking yesterday, you can get somewhere around 0.8, 0.9%, nearly 1% in a high yield savings at Marcus or Capital One 360 or Ally Bank. I think one of them was paying 0.9%. You can get up above 1, even north of 2. If you go into CDs, I'd stay on the lower end of the range of probably 1, 2, and 3 year CDs, just because as rates head up, these rates are going to move higher. But nothing north of 3 right now that's guaranteed. So I would do your homework. Bankrate.com is a great website to find who has the very best rates and terms right now. So you could certainly check that out. And Gary, God bless you, sir. We appreciate you calling very, very much. Jeff is in Missouri. Jeff, you're next on the program. Go ahead. Hey, Jeff, go right ahead. You're on MoneyWise.
Okay, great. I am 52 years old, and I plan on retiring probably about another 10 years from now. I am debt-free. I currently have a life insurance plan through my employer for about $500,000. I'm currently paying another term life insurance plan for $250,000. And I was just wondering if it would just be better for me just to stop payment on that $250,000 life insurance plan and just put that money in an IRA or a 401k that I have.
Yeah. Well, there's a real need for life insurance if you have somebody depending upon you. So I think the first question is, do you have somebody that in the event of your death prior to retirement would experience a hardship as a result of loss of income?
It'd be my wife. The kids are pretty much moved out. Okay. So like I said, everything's pretty much paid for. Unless she wants to go on a shopping spree when I'm gone.
Well, I think the real, problem potentially is if your income goes away prior to you getting to retirement. See, the idea is that, during your working years, you're providing income to the family that's covering the bills. And if you're both working, you both are. And once you reach retirement, hopefully you all have saved enough that with your retirement assets converted to an income stream plus Social Security and any other income sources, a pension or anything else, that's funding your lifestyle. And so you no longer have a need for life insurance because if something happened to one of you, that retirement just continues on and the expenses are actually less at that point. And so we drop the insurance, which is why I like term insurance, pure insurance, which, is about 8 to 15 times less than permanent insurance and allows you to buy the proper coverage that you need. So it's not about her going on a spending spree as much as it is making sure that there would be a death benefit that would offset your loss of income that would allow her to fund her lifestyle between now in your early 50s and when you might be expecting to retire, let's say at 65. And if that need is there, then you'd want to make sure you have life insurance that lasts at least through retirement. And typically we say you'd want to 10 to 12 times your income. So if you're making $75,000 a year, you probably want to have $750,000 or $1 million in coverage. And the way we make sure that's as inexpensive as possible is we match the term to the retirement date and we use, in fact, term insurance, not whole life. But tell me your thoughts.
Okay, I kind of understand what you're saying. If I kept it, that would raise it up to, $750,000 if something happened to me. We got about $40,000 in savings right now, and then I got about $200,000 in a 401k through my employer, too.
Yeah. Well, and that would be really, I think, necessary to get her through, now until that point where you all would have stopped accumulating anyway and you would have been living off retirement assets. Because if the Lord tarries and she's in good health and the Lord calls you home, she's going to need this money to last a long, long time. The only thing I might suggest, Jeff, is that you take a look at whether you could replace all of this with one new term policy of $750,000 outside of the employer provided policy, because oftentimes those policies from an employer are a little bit more expensive than you might be able to get just going out on the open market to find, a high quality company that could give you really low cost term insurance. So if you're in good health, you could get a 20-year policy that takes you through age 72 and perhaps save a little bit money in the aggregate and still get that same $750,000 worth of coverage with one new policy. Now, don't by any means whatsoever think about dropping either of those policies until you find this new policy, confirm that you can get it for 20 years, saving money, and you actually get the policy and it's in force. Then you drop it, because the last thing you'd want to do is drop these prematurely, and then you're denied coverage, and now you're stuck. Does all that make sense?
Yeah, what's a good place to look for a new policy?
Yeah, you could go online and look at any number of online portals that basically will help you shop all the different companies using kind of algorithms. You can also find what I would recommend is an independent life insurance agent. Perhaps somebody from your church could recommend. You could call a certified Kingdom advisor there in Missouri. You'll find CKs on our website at moneywise.org. Ask for a referral to a godly life insurance agent who can sell you a term policy. But you want somebody who can understand what is your health rating based on any health issues you have and which company is going to be the one to provide the right amount of coverage at the lowest cost possible. So I think one of those two could be really helpful to you. And Jeff, we appreciate your call today, sir. God bless you. Quickly to Sam in Tennessee before our next break. Sam, actually, we are about to hit a break. That's what that music tells me. I was looking at the clock wrong. So Sam, you stay there. Sharon, you stay there. We'll come to both of you just around the corner. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, and we're applying God's principles to the financial decisions and choices you're making every day. Much more to come in our final segment just around the corner. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers real truth for today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
The content of the Bible is living, it's energetic, it's powerful, it's able to do what no one can comprehend it's capable of doing. It is not possible for the enemy to stand against the dreaded weapon of God's Word.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, The Word, next time on Turning Point.
5:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
Your kids are grown and you're in a new stage of life. It's a challenging adjustment, but author Dr. Jim Burns says now is the time to make a fresh start. And his new book, Finding Joy in the Empty Nest, will equip you with practical biblical advice. Learn to manage big issues like aging parents, managing a fixed income, or how to help your children. Request your copy of Finding Joy in the Empty Nest with a gift of $25 or more at moneywise.org.
Investing is more than just returns. It's an expression of who you are and what you value. Does the way you invest your money reflect your identity as a Christian? At Eventide, we design investments for performance and a better world, so you can invest with the confidence to reach your financial goals while remaining true to your Christian values and commitments. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More is available at investeventide.com. That's investeventide.com.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host, taking your calls and questions, 800-525-7000. Just before the break, we were talking about life insurance. How much life insurance do you need? Well, first, I would use term insurance to cover the risk during your working years while you have a mortgage, paying for college. It's most cost-effective. It's going to allow you to get the right amount of coverage, and then you can save and invest separately, not using an insurance product. The simple approach, 10 to 12 times your income. A more complex approach would be what they called the DIME method of determining how much life insurance you need. D stands for debt and final expenses. So add up your debts other than your mortgage, plus an estimate of your funeral expenses. I is your income. Decide for how many years your family would need support and multiply your income by that number. M is mortgage. Calculate the amount you need to pay off your mortgage. And E is education. Consider the cost of sending your kids to school and college. So when you add up all four of those, D, debt and final expenses, I, income, M, mortgage, and E, education, that would give you the amount of term life insurance you would need to make sure your family is properly covered. Hopefully that will help you. All right, let's head back to the phone. Sam in Tennessee. Sam, you're next on the program. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I recently came into about $50,000 and wanted to get some advice on where it's the best to invest it in this kind of economy, and, you know, of course, want it to grow as much as possible, but still I've keep it safe. I'm 63, and so no mortgage. Just got it paid off.
Great, Sam. So you don't have a mortgage, and I assume you have no other debt, correct?
Right.
All right. And do you have what I call an emergency fund, some number of months worth of expenses in a liquid savings account?
Yes.
All right. How many months expenses do you have separate from this inheritance?
Since I don't have a mortgage, I probably got about maybe a year.
Okay, great. And then are you fully retired now, or are you still working?
No, I'm still working probably about 5 or 6 more years.
Okay, very good. And do you believe you're on track to have enough in retirement savings to supplement Social Security, or will you try to live on Social Security alone?
No, I'll have some retirement. I just took everything out of the stock market about a month and a half ago and just put it in a money market type fund. I had about $210 or something in that, but I just had lost about $30,000 since the new administration came in. I decided I better get it out of there.
Okay. And so then with this $45,000, you're looking what to do with it from here. And I think the question is, you mentioned the word keeping it safe. So are you wanting to take any risk with this and try to begin to move back into the market, at least with this portion, even if you didn't quite yet with your retirement? Or are you wanting to do something that's more guaranteed?
No, I mean, I want to do something that's going to help it to grow, too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I think the idea here is that if you were to systematically dollar cost average into the market, I mean, we know you're buying 20% down from a recent high, which is why we're technically in a bear market. I think, I mean, maybe a lot of folks listening that would disagree with me, we're closer to the bottom than we are from the top where we started. Just because even if we hit a recession, typical downside on the market's around 35, at the most 40%. Doesn't mean it couldn't go more, but remember the market is a leading indicator of what's coming. And so, we will see a bottom in the market well before we get to the end of a recession, if that's what's happening here. Now, are there other headwinds and challenges? Absolutely. But I'm just saying, if we're going to look for the very best way to overcome the loss of purchasing power through a declining, through inflation, putting that money to work in a properly diversified portfolio with a long-term perspective is really the very best way to go. And I think given that you're coming into cash at a point where we've had a sell-off, there could certainly be another down leg here. But if you're looking out 10 or 20 years, because you've got that time, if you're in good health, the Lord tarries, that would be the very best place to, have this money growing. And so then the question would be, where do I invest it? And, we could do what I talked about earlier with 10,000 of it, put it into I bonds and get 9.6%, at least till November, and then it'll adjust one way or the other, up or down, based on CPI. It'd have to be there for a year, but that's a phenomenal rate of return for at least 10,000 of this. You'd do that at treasurydirect.gov. Apart from that, you could begin to put it into some good, high-quality mutual funds, and I'd probably check out some of the faith-based investing funds that we talk about here on this program, Timothy Plan and Guidestone and Eventide. These are fund companies that are award-winning and will make sure that your investments are aligned with your values. But I think beginning to move into the market with this portion of your investable assets makes a lot of sense at this point.
I just didn't want to. I'm probably going to retire like in about 5 or 6 years, like I said, so I won't let it grow, for that much. So you just suggest high quality mutual funds is the best way to go?
I think so. And I'd look at the I bonds as well, because 9.6%, at least right now, on U.S. backed inflation bonds, not a bad deal. It's phenomenal, actually. But you can only put in up to 10,000 there. But that'd be, a fourth of this money that you're getting. And you'd do that at treasurydirect.gov. We appreciate your call today, my friend. God bless you. Sharon's in Alabama. Sharon, go right ahead. Sharon, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, my question is, I have no 401k, I have no investments, I have no money market, I have no life insurance. All I have is some paper money in my savings deposit, safe deposit box. Mm-hmm. And since I've heard, paper money is going to be worth nothing, I need to know what I should do with it.
Hmm. Well, I don't think, Sharon, at least in my view, we're going to see any kind of collapse of the banking system or the U.S. dollar anytime soon. The God-fearing economists that I trust, don't see that on the horizon. Is it possible? Could we have a collapse of the dollar? Sure. Could it be replaced as the U.S. world currency? There's really no alternative right now. Could there be a leakage into other currencies? Could ultimately a digital currency of some form become a reserve? Sure, all that's possible, but I don't think that's the base case anytime soon. So I would say, having a healthy emergency fund in cash of at your age, probably somewhere around 6 to 12 months expenses, makes a lot of sense. With anything beyond that, if you want to add some, try to get some growth out of it, that's where I think having, a properly diversified, probably fixed income portfolio of high quality bonds, be it government or corporate, makes some sense. I like the I bonds that I just mentioned a moment ago, which are backed by the U.S. government and, paying a great rate of return right now could be a thing to do. But for me, I don't have any concern with you continuing to hold either cash or, better yet, a savings account, a high yield savings account where it's liquid. It's backed by the U.S. government through FDIC insurance. And at least right now, you're going to be getting at least, nearly 1% on the money, as opposed to the money sitting in the safe deposit box, losing purchasing power every month. Because with inflation at 8.6%, if you do nothing with that, it's declining in purchasing power all the time, which is why I'd love to offset that as much as we can. And if we don't want to take any risk with it, well, then let's at least, perhaps I bonds, laddered CDs, or high yield savings, in my view, would be the way to go. We appreciate your call today, though, Sharon. A lot to think about and pray about. And at the end of the day, we need to put our hope and trust in the Lord, replacing fear with faith, recognizing God is in control, and that we should really see Him as our provider and no one else, not the U.S. government, not your employer, no one. We need to keep our trust in the Lord. We appreciate your call today. Hey, let me finish with some quotes on generosity. As we think about money and possessions, the Bible has a lot to say, and that's the foundation, the Bible, on what we do here at MoneyWise every day. But godly men and women through the centuries have studied and written about these biblical truths. And today I'd love to finish with some famous quotes about generosity. Think about this. C.S. Lewis wrote, "I do not believe one can settle how much we ought to give. I'm afraid the only rule is to give more than we can spare." Listen to this. 18th century preacher and founder of Methodism, John Wesley, said, "Do all the good you can by all the means you can and all the ways you can and all the places you can and all the times you can to all the people you can as long as you ever can." Here's a quote from 20th century American pastor and theologian A.W. Tozer. "Any temporal possession can be turned into everlasting wealth. Whatever is given to Christ is immediately touched with immortality." How about this from Billy Graham, the evangelist? "God has given us two hands, one to receive with and the other to give with." In the 4th century, St. Augustine of Hippo wrote this about giving, which he calls charity. "Charity is a virtue which, when our affections are perfectly ordered, unites us to God, for by it we love Him." How about this quote from Tim Keller, the author and pastor? "A lack of generosity refuses to acknowledge that your assets are not really yours, but God's." Dr. Tony Evans said, "Many of us are being held hostage by bitterness because we are not willing to give to others what we have been given." J.I. Packer, author of Knowing God, wrote this, "The measure of all love, it's giving. The measure of the love of God is the cross of Christ." And then finally, Jesus himself in Luke 6:38, "Give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." We give because we love the Lord, who is the ultimate giver. Hey, I want to say thank you to my team today, Pat Montague, Devin Patrick, Robert Sutherland. Thank you for being here as well. MoneyWise Live is a partnership between American Family Association, American Family Radio, and MoneyWise Media. It's been a great privilege to be along with you this morning. I hope you'll come back and join us tomorrow. I'll be here to do it all over again. And in the meantime, may God bless you. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.